You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 20th day of March, year of our Lord 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Here's a book that I think everybody should read. Here's the title of it, real simple. 1 second after. I say again, the title is 1 second after. The foreword is written by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. The author is William, last name Fortune. I'll spell it twice slowly. It's an unusual spelling. William Fortune, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, November. I say again, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, November. This book deals with the consequences of an electromagnetic pulse attack on our country. The fact that the Speaker of the House of the United States, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, wrote the foreword, I think, should give a tremendous amount of credibility to this book and why you should read it. Got some breaking news here. The Lion Air, what's it called? Lion commercial airliner. The Lion National Airways, whatever they call this thing, they crashed a jetliner in the Java Sea. The day before, this Boeing 737, the same aircraft was diving towards the ground, and a pilot in the cockpit was able to disable the malfunctioning flight control system and saved the plane from crashing to the ground. Same aircraft, the exact same aircraft. The following day, a different crew was flying that aircraft. The pilot who knew how to disable the malfunctioning flight control system was not on there. And of course, the aircraft crashed, killing all 189 people on board that aircraft. Clearly, obviously, something's very, very wrong with these Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, the computers that make these things work. And there's going to be a big price to be paid by Boeing for that. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a gentleman who taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist working with various national governments on projects down in Central and South America, and a radio talk show host with not one but two radio talk shows, and an accomplished author having written, Jim, is it 10 or 11 books? I'm losing track.
It's 12 with the Nazca white paper, if you call that 12. A book. So
okay, 12 books, my goodness. And, of course, his website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, this breaking news about this Boeing 737 and so forth, there's some protocols here that I think need to be changed. This aircraft almost crashed the day before, and without the knowledge of the new crew that took over the following day, the same malfunction happened, and it did crash. I would think that if I was in charge of these kind of things, I would have a after-action report prepared by the crew members that it survived the near crash the day before, and I would take that aircraft out of service until I knew for a fact that whatever was wrong with that computers, the computers on that aircraft were fixed with no doubt whatsoever, and that in addition, every pilot that sat behind the controls worldwide was made aware of this malfunction and how to correct it by disabling the flight control system. What do you think, sir?
Well, 2 points. First of all, the FAA is now being investigated for not taking the U.S. fleet. It's the only country in the world that did not take those 737 MAX 8s out of service. And now the FAA is being investigated. I bet you there's some really high ex-Boeing executives sitting on the FAA seats. And secondly, it may not be just the MAX 8, because those computer systems span probably more than one fleet of aircraft. So there may be other planes out there with this hidden bug. And so it's not the model of the airplane. They got to look at where that computer system is, what other airplanes could be affected.
Agreed. Now, before you go any further, President Trump, by executive order, took these aircraft all out of service. Even if the FAA did not, President Trump has the authority and he exercised it to take these aircraft out of service, didn't he, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. That was, I think, what we talked about. That was happened in the afternoon Wednesday last week, because I was just coming on for an interview with the Power Hour Wednesday afternoon. And that was the news snippet, was Trump's voice stating that all MAX 8 aircraft would land at the nearest available airport. So he grounded them. I mean, you get to the nearest airport.
Well, he did the right thing. Yeah, he did the right thing for the right reasons, obviously. Jim, we got our first caller on hold. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. About this these planes. I heard Joel Skousen give his explanation, his understanding of this the other day. I'm assuming you're familiar with Joel Skousen.
Oh, sure,
Well, he used to be a Marine fighter pilot, and he's familiar with a lot of aircraft. And he explained, and I thought it was interesting that he knew this, that as they've upgraded these planes and sort of redesigned them, they've been putting these huge turbofan engines on them, which in the standard underwing configuration put the housing of these seemingly overpowered and needlessly huge engines, it put the engine too close to the ground, and they redesigned the mount for the engines, with a different mount that causes the engines to protrude out and up further so that they're not as close to the ground. And the result of this is that they have a tendency to push the nose of the airplane, of the aircraft, up, and that they had to put compensatory routines in the software and the autopilot to cause it to level off and, you know, nose down a bit so as to not be pushed up by these engines. And that apparently, that, you know, when this happens, what the pilots need to do is disengage the autopilot and manually, you know, bring the aircraft to the correct altitude for level flight, and then once they're in level flight again, they can re-engage the autopilot. Now, how he knew all this, I don't know. But his contention was these situations where the pilots have been wrestling with this with foreign airlines where the pilots supposedly weren't as well trained and didn't know to disengage the autopilot in order to manually gain control and then level it off. This, I don't know if this is correct. He seems like a fairly
clearly person. Yeah, clearly somebody has to look at this entire issue.
Right. Well, when you basically gave a more detailed explanation for what I'd started out saying, that they had to disable the flight control system to take back control of the aircraft. Well, this
right,
is...
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's good, Glenn. Anything else?
Well, that there is a design issue with the airplane. And I noticed from when I flew when I was younger, you know, these planes are so powerful to begin with. I mean, they leap off the runway and climb effortlessly these days. Why would they? It seems to me like somebody's like they overdid it on the power of the engine. These planes fly, you know, that are so powerful now with these modern turbofans. Why they needed to overpower them to the point that it caused the need for design restructuring?
The reason they do that is because at low velocity, which is takeoff velocity, they need that power to keep the planes moving, because those engines have a lot of resistance, and then those engines have to work at 35,000 feet where there's not a lot of air. They're designed for that, but when they're taking off, it's a whole different aerodynamic situation. Once you get up into the bigger planes, you need that much power to take off.
Yeah, another aspect of this, Glenn, is to have enough power to take off on one engine. And that goes back to the 1930s with the DC-3. The engineering parameters of designing a DC-3 was to be able to take off at the highest altitude airport, which was Denver, with a full load of cargo, people, and fuel with one engine. That was the goal, and the DC-3 was built to meet that goal. And they've continued that goal these past 80 years to be able to take off with everything, all the fuel, all the cargo and people, with one engine at a high altitude. So, yes, they're over-engineered, and they should be over-engineered.
Yeah, so
kind of hard to test that concretely these days now that it's closed. But, Stapleton used to be on the side of a mountain there. You know, now the airport's way down in the, you know, way down on the ground. It's huge. Okay, listen, and I also have some ideas about Venezuela, but I guess I've had my shot just with this topic. So thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for the call, Glenn. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, what is it you're paying attention to these days?
Well, I think the biggest story right now is maybe a lot of people are not hearing this, but the Democrats want to eliminate they want to do a number of things. They want to eliminate the Electoral College, but they also, this is the biggest thing that's going on in the background and not getting much news. They want to have required national voter registration. And what they've learned is they can take the voter registration charts and they can vote for those people. And with even on a presidential election, if you have 40% turnout or 60%, whatever it is, that means that there's 40% of the population that they can vote for, literally, and fill those votes in. So it's a way of massive cheating, and they're trying to pawn this off like everybody has the right to vote. Therefore, we got to make everybody register. Well, it's a con. That's right. The best word you can use for it.
Well, same thing with Electoral College is a con, and it'll gain a lot of traction among the unwashed masses. But thank goodness it's part of the Constitution and it requires a constitutional amendment. Now, some states are attempting to make an end run around the Constitution, but they should not have success. And the Electoral College, the purpose of it is to keep us from becoming a democracy. And people may not understand it or not want to hear it, but that's the purpose of the Electoral College, is to stop us from becoming a democracy, isn't it?
Well, it's very clear that if they call it the flyover states, in other words, the entire central part of the United States, nobody would go visit if you took away the Electoral College. Nobody, there would be three cities or four cities that would carry the United States: San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, and maybe Miami would have a little voice in our government. Nobody else would. The Electoral College is there for a reason, and that is to distribute the ability of everybody to have a say in the president. And if not, there would be, if you took away the Electoral College, there would be no need to talk to anybody except those five locations.
All right. Now, the equivalent at the state level, according to the Constitution, was to have United States senators appointed or, say, elected by the state legislatures. They went to the popular vote a century ago on U.S. senators, and now these senators are only accountable basically to the people that give them the most money. That was a massive mistake, and I would love to see that constitutional amendment done away with and go back to the original intent, which was to have U.S. senators appointed by the state legislatures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's become a money thing, and that's what the Democrats depend on. It's all turned around now. Used to be the Democrats depended on blue collar man sending in $10, and now they don't even look at that person. They are looking at foreign donations of billions of dollars that come in the back door and through the news media, through all other channels. For example, the CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, the laundry list of internet channels that are owned and operated by people that support the Democratic Party. Those are donations that are not accounted for. I think that news media should be accounted for in terms of donations. If they are rah-rah, zizbomba for the Democrats, that's a donation. That's money. That's a lot of money that's not accounted for.
It is. That's true. That's very true. Well, the Electoral College is not going to go away. These state efforts to do an end run will not be successful. But this nationwide voter registration, that would probably get a lot of traction. And what we'll end up with is exactly what you're fearful of, Jim. And of course, the effort will have be very bad consequences for us. What else is it you're paying attention to, sir?
Let's see. I have my list for. Here's a good one. I saw this. We deal with survival and preparedness and topics like that, both of us. But here's something. There's a doomsday cave. Now, I've seen doomsday boats that are like big ocean-going, like a Carnival Cruise Line, that rich people have purchased into, and they feel that on the ocean will be the safest place in case of disaster. There's a doomsday cave in which millionaires have purchased space. And I call it the doomsday coffin, because underground, if there's some serious things going on in terms of, like, say, planetary objects coming by, not hitting Earth necessarily, but coming by, then a cave is the worst place to be. and it's going to fracture, and there's going to be no way out. So anyway, I thought that's interesting that people are still, in spite of the fact that the news media is poo-pooing anybody that talks about preparation, millionaires by the droves are buying into these so-called doomsday caves or boats, etc.
Well, I'm on a first-name basis with the owner of one of the, not one of, it is the largest worldwide company that has these very nice shelters. They're very elegant shelters. And I have an open invitation for myself and my family to be part of it if I would choose. I've chosen not to. I'm not going to go into the reasons why. But any below-grade structure, whether it's natural or man-made, has engineering parameters and engineering considerations that need to be accounted for. Plus, there's all kinds of issues with below-grade structures concerning seismic activity, water, air, exits, security, multiple issues. Aren't there, Jim?
Oh, yeah. It's I always said that I wouldn't want to be underground any place where I couldn't shovel out in 5 minutes with a hand shovel. And that's literally the situation, because when things start rocking and rolling, if you have a large object coming by Earth and you have gravitational waves, all the gloves are off. So anything underground is going to be susceptible to severe damage, fracturing, and something getting piled on top where you can't get out.
Yes, I agree with all those things. The first thing I tell people, if they want to have any kind of below-grade shelter structure of any kind, is be sure you've got two ways to get out of that place, at least two ways, minimum. And
right.
That's not optional. And
right.
Missouri is known to be a cave state, and I'm always surprised at the huge caves being found that were never discovered previously. But a big issue with many of these caves is flash floods, and that's a massive issue, not to be taken lightly, isn't it?
That's another issue, absolutely, and we've seen that over and over again, where kids or people get caught in caves. And then, they're lucky if they survive, and it causes to get some of these people out of these caves is a tremendous effort. I saw one where a guy was walking into a cave, and there was literally a drop-off, and he fell. And not only the only person that had fallen in that cave, and then he lived, and he actually survived. But yeah, it's walking in caves or going in caves is you have to really
business.
Be careful. Yeah,
it's
is
very, very serious business. Nothing to be taken lightly. Well, if you got any question or comment, we got an open line at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, we missed our first break. We had some issues going on here. You have not one but two weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live to your radio shows and to your archives, if you would please, sir.
Yes, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. From WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then my paid cast, by the way, that re-airs, I think, a total of 13 times. And so all the different ways to listen, plus the archives are on my webpage. And then the paid cast is an extra hour of deep dive into scientific topics. And that's $3.95 per month, and I encourage people to join that. That is a very well-organized series of scientific lectures, and right now I'm talking about my book, Comets. So that's the current series, series of lectures that I'm going through right now.
Okay. We got our caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a question for Professor McCanny.
Go ahead.
Professor Canny, I might go a little bit off topic. What is your opinion of the so-called protocols of the learned elders of Zion? It is said that they were a hoax manufactured by Tsarist intelligence about 1905. It's also been alleged that they were a true document stolen from a high-level Freemason around 1884, which made its way into the hands of Russian intelligence. It may have doctored it up a bit to make it look like a Jewish conspiracy. But, in fact, I think it may be neither one of those. Well, I mean, I think it may, in fact, be the former, that it is, in fact, a design or an agenda deliberately set by an elitist group, a high-level elitist group of Freemasons, for a subversion of civilization. What do you think?
Okay, go ahead. Thank you for your call there. Go ahead.
The short answer is I don't. Yeah, the short answer is I don't know.
Okay, well, I got a follow-up, Jim. The short answer is it was plagiarized from a French play from decades before, and we're not going to spend any more time on that. Our next caller is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John. I was wondering with your guest there, is there a listening number when you have your show on the radio? Do they also have a listen number like on the phone?
Yes, and I don't have that here in front of me. Maybe my engineer can type it up, and I'll give it to you. We'll have it.
I was looking on Jim's website, but I never could find the listening number. Because I always
use the phone.
About
Jim's show, this show.
Yeah, I'm talking about when Jim's on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you
I'm not aware of a call-in number.
Okay.
I am not aware of a call-in number.
I'm talking about a listening number. No listening number either?
No, there's certainly no call-in number. I'm sorry, I misspoke. There's no listen number that I'm aware of. No. It's WWCR, and then Friday night's re-airing on WTWW. These are either on the internet, you can go on the internet and live stream, or you can listen on shortwave, but no, I'm not aware of a call-in, a listen number on the phone, no.
Oh, you can go on the internet and listen to live stream? So I go into...
Yes.
So what was it a go-to then?
WWCR.com, tower 2. They have four towers, so it's tower number 2. So WWCR.com, and then, to listen live.
Okay.
There's other applications that you can use on your phone, like TuneIn, or there are various other internet radio services that you can select WWCR and then Tower 2, and it'll bring it up.
Okay. And what days is that, Jim?
It's Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time.
The Thursday, 6 p.m. Central.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much. I'll let you guys get back to the show.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, the 2020 presidential campaign is underway, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it is. And I'm kind of amazed at what I'm seeing from the Democratic Party. It's so weak that's why there are all these candidates, because there's no strong candidate that would clearly come out ahead. That's why you have all these other people jumping up and down.
That's right. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You only live twice. are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free rookie mistakes guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful. 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The 20th of March. Join me. Join us. We're going on a Caribbean cruise, the first John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. We'll be leaving Miami October the 12th, returning the 19th. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've already got some people making some commitments. And details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Now, moving on from there, if you would like to sleep as good as you have since you were a child, the best sleep since you were a child, like I do every night. If you want to get some relief from that arthritis pain that's bugging you, stop taking those dangerous products that you're using for your arthritis pain. Well, get yourself an energy cleaner. Really, seriously, what are you waiting for? You want to sleep great, wake up pain-free like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner, get a mattress pad to go with it. The details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal. PayPal's a lot of fun, and it is the safest way to make any payment online. You can send me a check. My address is there. You can call my toll-free art line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Well, Jim, all these issues continue to move forward. Here we are more than halfway through the third month of the year already. These years seem to slip by pretty quickly, don't they?
Yeah, John. I was just talking with somebody the other day about how it's like that calendar in a movie where the fan blows and the pages are like whipping, the calendar pages are whipping off. And that's what it's like. I tell you, it's, these Wednesdays roll around, I go, oh my goodness, it's Wednesday already again.
That's right.
You know, midway through the week, and my stuff I should have been doing Monday, I'm still kind of working on. And anyway, yeah, it's really flying by.
It is. It is. Well, there's a lot of issues. These issues, they come into the news cycle, and they're a big deal for 1 day or 3 days or four or five. The one that just keeps coming back over and over like a bad penny is the Mueller investigation. A lot of speculation about when it will be wrapped up. So far, none of the prognostications have been correct as to when the report will be finished. And then, as a consequence, what the Attorney General of the United States will or will not release. I'll be glad when this is over. How about yourself, Jim?
Well, it's one of those dramas that I guess that's what you'd call it. This is a soap opera, and without end. You know, it's like in fact, a very bad soap opera with a very bad plot and very bad actors, to say the least. So yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Is there ever been anything like this in the history of U.S. government?
Not this long. There's obviously been special counsels doing different things, and I remember what was going on with the Watergate investigation. That took some unusual twists and turns there, and we had what we call the Saturday Night Massacre. But those never went on, I believe, even a full year. I don't recall specifically, but this thing, we're into the third year already.
Started before then. Officially it started before the election in July when they actually really started the whole thing.
Well, that's true, but that was I'm talking about the, you're correct in terms of when it began, but the special counsel began after the president was sworn in. So if you use that starting point of July of 2016, we're more than halfway through the third year already.
Right. Yeah, and no cigar.
Right. Well, it's not going to be a cigar. It'll be a big zero. I hope the entire report is released, that anything that doesn't compromise national security, of course, and that will be the end of it. The Democrats are grasping at straws, looking at President Trump's business deals that he's done over the years. They're subpoenaing records from Deutsche Bank about business dealings with Deutsche Bank in Germany. It's all going to end up a big zero. They're attempting to make something that doesn't exist.
Well, look at Nancy Pelosi's personal business and her husband. Good grief. I mean, all these people are deep into big money deals, international. You know, Nancy Pelosi's chauffeur was a Chinese spy. I mean, the pot calling the kettle black or whatever. It's just, it's ridiculous.
It is. It is. Well, we shall see. There's more than enough hard, firm evidence to have a new investigation of Hillary Clinton, which I think, if done properly, would result in indictments being issued against this woman. The Clinton Foundation, which is up to its eyeballs in illegal activity, that's where the real investigations need to be taking place. don't they, Jim?
Well, and that's why the Mueller probe is lingering on, is because as soon as that thing shuts down, that opens the door up to a real investigation. So that's why they're dragging their feet. The whole Mueller thing, if you don't understand it, is being orchestrated by the Clintons. That's what's going on. So who's the wizard behind the curtain? It's Hillary Clinton right there.
And all right. Well, the smart thing for the Clintons to do would be to move to a country that has no extradition treaty with the United States. That's what they should be doing.
Well, they may have been already prevented from that.
Possibly. But if they, you know, these people could move cocaine by the ton covertly. It seems like they could move their fat little bodies covertly also to some country with no extradition treaty.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's but it's very strange. But anyway, the other part of that, the other half of that, if you're looking at the bright side of it, the Democratic Party is in total disarray. There's no leader. There's no platform. They have nothing. And the longer this goes on, the longer it prevents them from actually putting together something of substance.
Well, I agree, Jim. And within a few days of the election in 2016, I was making statements to the effect that the Democrats will spend the next 2 years making complete, of 2018, that the Democrats would make the complete fools of themselves the next 2 years, 2019 and 2020, and they would have the biggest loss of in the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and of course not get the White House. My prognostication is proving itself true. They're making themselves to be complete fools, aren't they?
Yeah, and it turns out, and this is actually coming out too, that's what I said all along, is that the only reason the House gained seats at this time is because of voter fraud. We know where it is now. It's not illegal aliens voting. That exists in a couple of places, but you can stuff the ballot box with the Electoral College. But where you don't have an Electoral College is in, like, the representatives in other local offices. And that's where you saw a big gain for the Democrats, because they literally were going door to door, taking people's names, writing down and registering them to vote, and then voting for them. And so this happened a lot in Los Angeles and the other big metro areas. So anyway, the voter fraud issue has to really be tackled. And now we know exactly where it is. And
well, that's the jurisdiction. You're right, Jim. I agree with you. And that's the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. And as I've been telling people now for just over 2 years, it's taken President Trump, and it continues to take President Trump, some time to get rid of the deep state people in these critical positions so that patriots will be put in those positions in the Department of Justice, FBI, and other agencies to do the right thing for the right reasons. And it is jurisdiction of the Department of Justice to look into voter fraud in the places that you mentioned. And I have no doubt whatsoever that between now and November of 2020, the Department of Justice will be taking action to prevent voter fraud in those jurisdictions. What do you think, sir?
I hope so. I mean, that's, like you say, that's who has to do this. And that's the key to fair elections. If there were a fair election, the presidential election, my four different mathematical methods, which are very, very reliable, showed Hillary Clinton four different methods of using the actual voting data that she got 17 million illegal votes. You know, she was supposed to win, but even with all of that, she couldn't pull off a win. And Trump knew that, and his people knew that. So hats off to those people that understood what it would take to beat 17 million illegal votes.
Hats off to them. Absolutely. And thank goodness we have Electoral College.
Right.
Jim, do a segue here. I ran across an article, and I've seen this before, but I just paid attention to it again yesterday. The former pediatrician for Bill Gates' children made a statement at a conference for doctors. It was a private conference with medical doctors. He told these other doctors that Bill Gates did not get vaccinations for his children. And some of the doctors were upset that he broke confidentiality with his patient, but it was a private meeting with physicians only. And but I've before I had that confirmation, I always suspected that the children of the ultra rich don't participate in getting vaccinations. You have any follow up on that?
Yeah, absolutely. It is not. I mean, we're looking at the Hunger Games here. These people literally live and think like the elite in the Hunger Games. You know, we're already there. And the whole purpose of control of vaccinations, et cetera, first of all, they use fear tactics amongst the unwitting public to have this voice of, oh, if your kids aren't vaccinated, my kid is in danger deal. Which is ridiculous, because if your kid is has been vaccinated, then you should not have to worry about anything if you trust those vaccinations. So that's a contradiction, which is obvious. But no, the wealthy people do not partake in anything. This is like when Hillary Clinton talked to the bankers in private. She said, you know, we have a different conversation when we talk to those people than when we talk to you. And that was released. And that's the way they think. Or like when they asked Hillary Clinton if she was going to run again for president. She said, well, I don't want to run again. I just want to be president. don't worry about voting for me. Just put me there. Just appoint me there. It's my turn. Don't you understand? Right. It's my turn to be president?
Right, right. Yeah, it's owed to her. And it was promised to her that when the first person at the national level to bring up the fact that Obama is not a natural born citizen was Hillary Clinton. And she's the first one who went public at that level. And they got her to shut up by promising her that she'd be president next time, didn't they?
Right, right. Well, the story when in the primaries when Obama took off and won, is that she was destined to be president then. And she went and had a meeting with the Rockefellers in New York. Was it Nelson? I forget which one, David. But anyway, they realized that she wasn't a team player, that she thought she was going to be president and she was going to rule the roost. So they that day jerked all of her funding. And I remember Bill got up on a podium in California at some Democratic fundraiser and screaming, how could they do that? How could they remove Hillary's funding? Well, they were. Then she had to become Secretary of State under Obama, which for her was the most humiliating thing on the planet. Really? She had to go to China. She had to do all this traveling. Then she went back, became a senator from New York for a while. And then after growling and eating crow for 8 years, watching Obama be president, then they brought her back and said, okay, Hillary, you can be president, but you got to understand who runs the show. And you're going to do whatever we tell you to do. We're the boss. You're not. And Hillary bought into it. That's when she got to run. And that's why she thought she would be president, because she was promised.
That's right. Well, she was promised. And it looks like, I was just looking her up, she's about 2 months younger than me. Well, I think we've had enough of Hillary Clinton, and she will never be president of the United States, the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm pretty sure that all things being equal, that Donald Trump will start a second term, and when he raises his hand to be inaugurated for the second term, that's when things are really going to take place. He will be appointing at least one more Supreme Court justice. That's a given. There's no doubt about that. He may appoint two Supreme Court justices, and he'll appoint maybe several hundred federal court justices. Those things alone will change the future of this country for decades in the future, won't it, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the old reigning guard is really not very happy. And, you know, they've lost in a lot of other countries around the world. I could name them all off. But where they were well established, just quirks of fate, and then they've gotten some back, like Brazil. They took Brazil back a couple summers ago during the Summer Olympics. They went in and literally dragged the president, the duly elected president, out of office with a kangaroo court, accused him of crimes, threw him in prison, and only after a tremendous outrage from the international community did they let him out of prison.
Pretty amazing. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got our last caller this hour. We got Jerry in Texas, who's just finished feeding his goats. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Well, I'm right in the middle of it, but anyway. I peruse Yahoo and AOL news sites. Of course, I've got email addresses at both websites. It's interesting some of the things that they're coming up with on mainstream media. It's on a positive spin, and the comments is what tells a lot. But I read yesterday, I didn't get a chance to read it in detail, but there's a push on the Democrat environment to increase the number of Supreme Court justices. Did you see that?
Yeah, they're trying to mess with the Supreme Court. There's all kinds of suggestions regarding the Supreme Court, so that's just one of them.
Yeah, they're trying to stack the cards any way they can. But what I read that Trump and the so-called staunch Republicans are definitely against that. I'd be curious to see how that turns out. Of course, you know, the Democrats increased the number of justices under Rosenfeld. Now, they went from what, from 7 to 9, and look where it got us. Anyway, that's all I wanted to mention this morning, so forth, but the shenanigans that the Uber left they're trying to do. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you,
and everybody have a good day.
Well, Jim, we got about 2 minutes here. What information do you want to get out to these folks these last 2 minutes?
Well, yeah, and is it Jerry that just called in there?
Right.
Yeah, he's
Jerry,
right. You're going to see, I've seen a dozen different proposals for Supreme Court, for changing voting, for changing all kinds of things, because that's the only way the Democratic Party can win. But anyway, tomorrow night on my show, I'll be talking a bit more about the MAX 8 issue, about the some new really amazing planes, the Boeing 777X, and then also about the flying boats of the 1930s. They're very interesting. I'll be talking about the resources that we used in World War II and Brexit that's coming up here. So these are a few of the topics I'll be covering tomorrow night. And then I'll be also talking about shipping, that we have to do something about shipping in this country. It's outrageous how much money we're spending on shipping. And so these, the UPS, FedEx, and especially the post office is really gouging for shipping just little packages. So anyway, there has to be a national moratorium to get shipping under control. We once had a national postal service. We don't anymore.
No, they're closing down post offices all over the country. In my neighborhood, we've lost 2 post offices. It's a crying shame what's happened to the United States Postal Service. Jim, thank you, sir. Have you back next Wednesday.
Thanks, John.
We have a top of the hour break. We'll be right back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.